This message comes from NPR sponsor Sony Pictures Classics, presenting Wicked Little Letters, a new comedy starring Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley based on an outrageously true scandal. Wicked Little Letters is now playing only in theaters. This message comes from NPR sponsor Smartwool. Smartwool makes merino wool socks and apparel designed to keep you comfortable. Because comfort doesn't just get people out there, it keeps them out there. So you can do all the things you love outside all day long. Outside has never felt so good. Take 15% off your first order on smartwool.com. Smartwool. Go far. Feel good.
For some people, the definition of hell is belting out tunes in a room full of people as stock videos of random couples strolling in the park play on a giant screen behind you. But if you're anything like me, karaoke is a haven for letting loose while feeling like a temporary rock star.
But what makes a good karaoke song? And what should you choose the next time you find yourself with a cheap drink in one hand and a giant binder full of tracks in the other? I'm Stephen Thompson.
And I'm Aisha Harris. And today we're recommending three great karaoke songs on Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
It's just Stephen and I today talking about karaoke and...
As it should be.
I love karaoke. I don't know. Well, I feel like you probably do as well. But do you have any genres that you particularly enjoy?
Well, it's interesting. More than genre, I feel like I try to go into karaoke with a philosophy. Mm-hmm. Basically, there are two kinds of karaoke singers. There is the karaoke singer for whom karaoke equals open mic night, where you grab the microphone and it's your opportunity to sing a song you sing well as best you possibly can so that people think, wow, that's a good singer. And then there are people who go into karaoke like it's a party, where your job as a karaoke singer is to kind of keep the party rolling and moving. Whether you sing note perfect does not matter, as long as it's just sort of rowdy and silly and game. And so that kind of leads me in to the first song I picked for this segment, Mike Hit Me.
I mean, it sounds like they're in a bar right now singing karaoke.
Exactly. This song, I was around when this song was released. This is Garth Brooks, of course, from his album No Fences, and his song Friends in Low Places completely barnstormed country radio. As you can hear, the song is constructed to be sung along with. It is a song that knows that there is a beer sloshing around in one of your hands. Your other hand is in a fist plunged skyward. And that makes Friends in Low Places kind of a perfect karaoke song. One of the things that I think about karaoke is, like, I'm self-conscious. I'm worried that people are going to think I'm a bad singer. And, like, this guy writes about music and he talks about music, but he comes in here and he can't carry a tune and he came in too hot off the court. You know, like, all that stuff. Like, you think you're being critiqued because you're accustomed to critiquing people. And I think it's just basically, like, self-consciousness is the enemy of karaoke, right?
Yeah.
And so one of the reasons that, to me, Friends in Low Places is a perfect karaoke song is that it stimulates the crowd to sing along with you in ways that lift you up as a singer. Mm-hmm. And as the song progresses, more and more voices are added to Garth Brooks's voice, and you hear them yelping in the background. It's a song with an incredible amount of momentum, but it is also a song in which there's never just one person singing it. And so that is what, to my mind, makes Friends in Low Places the perfect karaoke jam.
That is a great choice, Stephen. And it's funny that you broke it down into two different types of karaoke singers because, you know, I think I've mentioned it on the show a few times, but I have a theater background, a musical theater background, mm-hmm. and I like to sing. I like to belt out the songs that make my voice sound good. So I'll throw in some Amy Winehouse or some Beyonce mm-hmm. early on when I've only had maybe one or two drinks. Then I turn into the, all right, let's just break out the Spice Girls. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We're all singing.
Push It by Salt and Pepper.
Yes, yes, yes. What a Man, What a Man. Yes, we got that. For me, what makes a good karaoke song is, yes, something that others can sing along to. I think that's important. I also think it has to be the type of song that does not have too many repeats of the chorus at the end. That happens all too often with something like, which I think is a great song, but No Scrubs, that ending, the chorus just keeps repeating over and over. And you either have to have control of it and be able to like switch to the next song if you're in a private room.
Right.
And then for me, the third thing that is important about a good karaoke song is your ability to not just sing the song, but also perform and have the theatrics and mm-hmm. really act out the song if it's conveying a story, which is why my pick is like a mixture of ballad. You have to sing it, you have to belt it out, but also you need to perform that mm-hmm. song. You need to act it out and convey the lyrics. Let's hear a little bit of that song. There were nights of endless pleasure. It was more than all your lost in love. Baby, 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 when you touch me like this. Oh, man.
I wish listeners at home could just see how much your head moved
yes.
in the last 15 to 20 seconds.
I love this song. Of course, this is Celine Dion's It's All Coming Back to Me Now. It's a Meatloaf song, but with Celine Dion instead. And it is just amazing. Like, there's a beginning, a middle, an end. You can make faces. You can writhe on the floor if you want to. I have gotten down on my knees while singing this song and conveying it. You can play it to the audience. You can play it to everyone. And most people know this song, or at least know the chorus to some mm-hmm. extent. So people can join in and really belt out those notes. So it's kind of the perfect, like, communal karaoke song.
Yeah, I think communal is key, but vocally speaking, singing Celine Dion is the equivalent of, like, you know, have you ever been to a carnival and you see the, like, the thing with the sledgehammer and the bell where it's like a, it's like a strength test and you just have to, like, yes. bash on this thing as hard as you possibly can? Celine Dion is the vocal equivalent of trying to ring that bell.
I know. But it's the type of thing where it doesn't even matter if you hit those notes. Mm-hmm. It's all about really the passion in your voice. And so it's kind of a perfect song to have in the middle of the night when you're like not too far gone, but also it might be a little bit too ambitious early on because you don't have that liquid courage in you.
You can't do it halfway.
No, you can't. Stephen, what is your final pick for our recommended karaoke songs?
This song is a belter, but it also falls into the category of karaoke for newbies. It's a duet, mm-hmm. and you're going to know where I'm going with this the second we hear 1 second of the song.
Okay. I love it.
Let's just revel in it.
That, of course, is Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper duetting on Shallow from A Star Is Born.
That is a song for a belter, but it is also a song for a belter and somebody who is unsure if karaoke is for them. Let's say you're a couple and one of you is very confident and one of you is not. This song eases the karaoke newbie in by having that person perform the Bradley Cooper part, which is basically a range of about an 80th of an octave. and so he's going there like, and then you largely back off and watch the more extravagant performer rip into the Lady Gaga part. And so it's a way to use another singer as a human shield, so you are not necessarily revealing yourself to be as nervous as you are or as unused to karaoke as you are. But one thing about Shallow is that you can break Shallow kind of into three pieces. There's these kind of half-hearted verses that are kind of droning along uneventfully. The words are a little clunky. And then it gets to that first, boom, I'm on the river. And then you get the big just cataclysm, by which point the Bradley Cooper of the song is just like checking his watch.
Recedes in the background.
Basically, the Bradley Cooper becomes the still images of couples walking on the beach that you mentioned at the top of this segment.
Yes.
You can completely disappear and just watch Lady Gaga do her thing. So I like karaoke that makes room for Wallflowers. Mm. And I think that this song does that. Also, anything by the Wallflowers.
Oh, yes. Also good pick. Well, we want to know what your favorite go-to karaoke songs are. You can find us at facebook.com/PCHH and on Twitter at PCHH. Thanks for being here and talking to me about karaoke, Stephen.
Thank you, Aisha.
Maybe one of these days you and I will actually be able to karaoke together.
Oh my God. I will be Bradley Cooper to your Lady Gaga any day.
Awesome. On that note, of course, thank you for listening to Pop Culture Happy Hour from NPR. If you want more song recommendations, make sure to check out some of the excellent podcasts from NPR Music, shows like Alt Latino and All Songs Considered. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'll see you all tomorrow.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as Black experiences, you'll hear. It means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.